a lot of discussion about the Irish language, particularly in the context of the last presidential election, and also popularities of bands like Kneecap, Irish seen as having a bit of a moment again, particularly with younger people. However, there are issues. Have a listen to this. At present, Irish is largely taught and assessed as a memory-based subject. In many classrooms, students are provided with pre-written essays, answers and phrases that they're expected to memorise verbatim. These prepared responses are often designed to match predictable exam questions, encouraging reproduction rather than understanding. As a result, students frequently learn what to write without knowing what they are writing. Vocabulary is memorised in isolation, grammar rules are learned mechanically, and comprehension is secondary to recall. This approach creates an illusion of competence while failing to develop language skills. The whole issue of rote learning and the lack of functional literacy in Ireland. Those are the words of my next guest, a student who's put a petition up online and has come up with an idea as to how Irish can be taught differently. Joseph Scanlon is with me. Presentation Milltown transition year student, 16 years of age. Good morning to you and thanks for coming in, Joseph.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, very good. Look, what started you on this? Was it your own understanding of how you were being taught Irish and what you saw other students' experience was?
Yeah. Myself and other students in other schools mainly. It's our national language. It should be taught properly. As you said, it's being taught now like a memory exercise, basically. It leads to a sense of annoyance that students have with the Irish language. The constant memorization and rote learning is not how any language should be taught, let alone our national language. Students are, like, leaving school, students are often more fluent in languages like French, Spanish and German because they're taught from a base level from juniors, from first year.
First year.
Whereas coming into secondary school, students are expected to have a level of fluency in Irish, which most don't have coming from primary school.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
The way it's taught in primary school, not just in secondary school, whereas the languages you're starting off brand new to you in first year, you come out with a better way of being able to speak that better in a way.
Yeah, and like the foreign languages like Spanish, French and German, you're taught the sentence structure and the language rules so you can make sentences and texts up on your own. You're taught the vocabulary and the skills you need to write your own original texts.
And put them together.
Instead of being given essays from teachers to memorise verbatim.
The rote learning that you just have to regurgitate at the exam time. And that gets you your pass or whatever it is. So that's all you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started a personal project on this, I think it was in December, and you've put a proposal together as to how it could be changed. How do you think could be changed or should be changed?
So what I'd love to see is it be more of a spoken language that people can use in their day-to-day lives instead of just being a subject they're taught in school. So more oral work in classrooms, an oral exam for junior cert, which I think should exist anyway. Yeah, less memorization of texts, and I'd love to see the way Irish is assessed changed. I'd love to see the topics for essays more topics that students can use in their day-to-day lives. Like conversations you might have in a shop instead of climate change or homelessness, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. More bring it down to that, as you said, that base level.
Yeah, that base level, and I'd love to see the skills you require to make up sentences and texts on your own, the grammar skills, the sentence structure and the way you make up sentences and language, basically.
Okay, you're talking as well about resources and technology. More of that need to be provided to support this change.
Yeah. So at the moment, the resources for Irish language education are fairly poor. The best one is examinations.ie and it's not fantastic. To find past oral exams or anything, you need to go down a rabbit hole of links and PDF files and everything. It's
making it harder, more work
for
the students
to find it. Whereas if it was more accessible for students might use it more.
Yeah. At the moment, Joseph, you've written this as well, that there are negative attitudes towards Irish because it comes through failure, shall we? It's often developed through repeated failure. Many students going into first year are like, oh, Irish.
Yeah.
They're not thinking, oh, this will be cool. I learned French, this will be brilliant. It's just, oh, God, Irish, what a drag.
Yeah.
How do you change that?
Making it more, start from a base level to where students understand it and start with easy stuff so they get a sense of achievement.
Mm.
And then slowly but surely work your way up to a level of competency in the language.
Is part of the problem sometimes students go in first year and they have a feeling, oh God, I should be further ahead. I'm actually already behind with Irish.
Yeah.
And then they say, right, they have success in other subjects. Some of them new subjects are taken first time, whether it's languages or anything else. And that they say, I'm having more wins here. I'm going to focus on them. Irish is going to be something I'm just going to pass.
Yeah.
That's the plan they come up with straight away.
Yeah.
Is that part of the problem?
It is. Like primary schools, I went to a Gaelscoil, so I was speaking Irish all my life.
Yeah.
But other students who didn't go to a Gaelscoil, they wouldn't have the same level of fluency in the language to be able to do the curriculum in first year.
Yeah.
And then when they're thrown in on the deep end, it's like if you're thrown into a pool when you can't swim.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. Whereas if you start from an easier level, teach you the structure of the language, you'd be able to slowly but surely work your way up to texts and... Yeah.
Everything else follows from that.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a digital online petition to try and make change here. This would require, obviously, teachers, training, other things like that, and you're trying to get people on board. You're a member of Corlin and Oak, which does great work, so that ye should also be consulted in relation to these changes.
Yeah. Corlin and Oak is the nationally recognised youth representatives. So I think any change that happens to the Irish language should go through Corla and the ISSU as well, which is the Irish second.
What sort of a reaction have you gotten from your own school and from the wider community to your idea? The revise of the curriculum for a focus on language fluency.
Yeah, so I have been doing this with the help of the fantastic Irish teachers in my school. And they've all given their opinions on this. And I think most of them are they want to be able to teach the subject instead of teach, like, they're put under pressure now by the curriculum and the way they want their students to pass, and the way they need to do that is to give them essays.
Yeah.
And then I have a change.org petition with over, I think it's about 462 signatures last time I checked.
Okay.
From just members of the public.
Okay. You've written to TDs and senators. What sort of reaction are you hoping for in relation to that?
Well, I've heard back from a few of them. A couple of them. So I've been invited up to the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Education and Youth to speak as a youth representative. They've made the Irish curriculum their priority for this year, so I'll be up speaking to them. Pat Daly gave his opinions. He gave me some advice as well on other people to send it to. Healy Ray, I've sent it to all the Kerry TDs and gotten responses back from most of them.
Okay, brilliant. Well, listen, Joseph, it's a great idea. It's good that you're getting involved and it's coming from a younger person who's currently going through the system to try and make that change, because if it does change in the way you want it, it'll benefit generations to come.
Yeah.
Thanks, Millie, for coming in and outlining it. Change.org is the website to go to. All you have to do is just Google revise the Irish curriculum for a focused language community. We'll put it on our own social media as well, so that will give you an insight, and if you want to support it, and you can read the argument, and a very cogent argument that Joseph has made in relation to why the language needs to be changed and the way it's taught needs to be changed as well. Joseph, brilliant stuff. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.